Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. I don't know what time zone you're in, but you're listening to Live with Kathy in Central Time Zone. It is exactly 11 a.m. And I'm sitting in the comfort of my studio room, absolutely joyous about being able to share with you our delightful weather. Well, it's not as cold, but it's rainy, and it's cloudy, and it's overcast. I can't remember a time when winter started in December, January, and 4 months later, we're still freezing. But the good news is that I think around Sunday, we're allegedly supposed to be enjoying 50, 60 degrees. Oh, my goodness, let's pack the hamper. Let's go off to the beach. Those of you that are listening today, get your pen and pad out. Take down the guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally and in any country in the world. And I wonder how the Australians are handling all of the news about that the crash. It's showing that that in the Indian Ocean, satellite images show more than 100 objects about 1,590 miles away from Perth, Australia. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And if you'd like to write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And take down my website, www.KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, CathiSpeaks.com. And when you click on, you'll see all of the buttons. Be sure you click on all of the buttons. And then when you scroll down, you'll see me at the finish of the 2013 Fight for Air Climb at the Presidential Towers in Chicago. My time was 24 minutes. Now, the next edition that we're going to have, it's going to be from fitness to fashion. And I surpassed myself this year. Did you know that I'm still celebrating? Now, remember, in 2013, my time was 24 minutes, 50 flights. March 9th, 2014. Same tower, same building, same stairwell. I did the 50 in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. Mazel tov, hallelujah. And if you'd like to contact me about how did I do it, I do have the formula. I do have the master plan. If you're interested in pursuing stair climbing, by the way, the first thing I have to say to you is you have to talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor first. know what's so exciting about our life each day? Each day is a blank canvas. And I get to create whatever I want. I get to design my life my way. Not according to you or to anyone else. My way. I knew at the age of 7 that I didn't want to grow old. And at the age of 11, I was in heaven. How did I know? When I tried to think back, backward, turn backward, O time in your flight, make me a child again just for tonight. I don't know what possessed me to grab on and not let hold, not let go of that hold that I had in my fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in my life but in yours, and I'm doing it now with stair climbing. But remember, I've been doing it for 34 years. And you are not to attempt it until you've talked to your doctor. And when I think back to my upbringing, Croatian and Hungarian, where children were to be seen, not heard, what set me on my goal to separate myself from the pack? I didn't want to run with the herd. I wanted to soar with the eagles. So when I think about my achievement, my hole in one, you know, I really don't have to prove it to anyone anymore. I've done it. I'm a year older, too, and I'm in the winter of my life. So how did I do it? First of all, you have to have a plan. I have to have clarity of mind. I was going to invest in me. Surprise, surprise. Today's show is a continuation of your greatest investment. That's you. I'm investing in me. And perhaps as a role model, you may say, hey, if she could do it, so could I. Now remember, darlings, you're not going to be able, unless you are superhuman, achieve in one easy session what it has taken me 34 years to achieve. We have to build a heart base. We have to work with a heart monitor. You have to have clarity. You have to know what the result is. You see, I see myself standing on the mountain. Each time I get an epiphany, and it even takes me out of the genre of what I'm accustomed to, I go for it. It's the only way that you're going to keep your brain active and alive. You're going to invest in you. And the return on your investment, the ROI, is breathtaking. Now, how did I do it? How did I shave 15 minutes off my time in a year? Well, of course, you know, I kept climbing. You know, you just don't do the climb and then say, okay, a week before the climb, I'll start climbing. No, no. There's a process. There's a formula. But I didn't climb on Friday, and I took Saturday off, and then I climbed on that Sunday. And then my self-talk. You see, I listen to subliminal tapes. And the one that I've been listening to for about the past couple of months was, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. It's a reputable company. If any of you want to know what it is, you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Or you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and I'll be happy to tell you. Because you have to be careful of the message behind the waterfall. And then I wondered if that's what the Olympiads did. You see, they're already winners. They already reached the mountaintop when they were selected to represent their country in Sochi, Russia. And I just kept watching the Olympics. Huh. And I thought, wait a minute. They had a vision. They had clarity of mind. They had a purpose. They had a plan. And no one was going to take that away from them. So they stood. Once they got to Sochi, they made it. Now, of course, the other challenge was to get on the stage with the gold medals or sit in the audience, in the bleachers. It doesn't matter. They're winners. Sidebar, aren't you enjoying the couples? Oh, they're just so darling. They took the gold in figure skating, and they're on Dancing with the Stars now. Be sure and watch it on Monday evening. But they're not dancing together. They have separate partners. But you see, when they decided that they were going for the gold, they went all out. They put their blinders on. They didn't grow up in the, what they call, the average family, where the kids get up, they go to school, they play hockey. This is fine. This is fine. But the majority are not Olympiads. They had to make, I don't know, it were sacrifices. I never was a clique person. And no, I wasn't a loner. But I had a vision when I was a little girl. And I wanted to become a ballet dancer, and I did. And started to tour at the age of 12. Studied from age 11 to 12, auditioned, and was accepted in a ballet ensemble. So when you have the vision of your goal, when you have the vision of your dream on your mental screen, don't let anyone near it. It's yours. Claim it as yours. Put out your hand in front of you, straight, fingers up to the heavens, and make a circle. Now, don't let anyone that's negative break through that circle. From that circle to you is your positive, powerful energy thinking. We call it PEP. Powerful energy with a purpose. It's a message. Don't let the TNT, toxic negative thinking, the negative Nellies. See, they you know what they're going to do? You want to know how they're going to invest in you? By tearing you down. They're going to make sure that you're not going to reach your goal because they never did. They're slackers. If they can't be on that mountain, they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that you aren't either. And you don't have to get nasty about it. All you have to do is release them to their highest good. I cleaned house. Four people bit the dust with me this month. Well, actually 3.5, because I haven't quite made up my mind about that fourth person. Am I angry about it? No. When I think back, if I knew what I knew now, I would not have given them the time of my life by spending any time with them, because we went nowhere. We got nothing done. So you write down the names of the people that really aren't supporting you. And Shishiran Shoshu Buddha, fourth prayer, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. So you write this down. Mary, Mary, little, I have a plan. I'm going to release you to your highest good and know that you are loved. know that there are people to support you. However, I don't think we resonate. But that's okay. I wish you well. Because, you know, karma is very strong. What you put out there is exactly what you're going to get. Did you hear me? What you put out there is exactly what you're going to get. We don't know. I don't know when the timing is, but you can't even have a hidden thought. You know, I can't sit here in my studio and have a hidden thought and not expect it to come from fruition, because you see, the minute that thought is out there, like a rocket, it's in the universe. And either your choice either comes back to bite you in the butt or to empower you. What is it going to take for you to truly get it? Everyone in business, I hear, well, I want a return on my investment. And when you hear about that, you think it's money, money, money. No, money is great. It's a form of exchange. But did you ever think of your life? Did you ever think of taking time and investing in you? Not Sally down the street. You. You. So you're on my website, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And be sure to click on video, and you'll see Roger Plummer and I. And our bags are packed. We love performing. Now scroll down and look at the books. And there's the Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. I have discovered how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, right now. No costly equipment. Only the time that you spent learning my method. And once you've learned my techniques, they're yours for life. They're yours for life. And then scroll down, you'll see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. You get it through me, through the Kathy Watson Consortium, Office Depot, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. You won't be able to put the book down. You really won't. So today, you could still change your canvas. Do you want to be on that mountaintop? Sharing the gospel of your life? Sharing? Who are you? What are you? And where's all of this going to take you? You see, you have to have a plan. You have to have a blueprint. Otherwise, what's it worth investing in you? Don't you want great health, great brain power? Don't you want to live each day to the fullest? Well, stay tuned. I've already given you several hints that are worth their weight in gold. Do you want to know what your strength is? Did you know that your diet, your fitness routine, your relationships, and your spirituality, it's like bringing it all together and that it's the core of who you are. So when you're sitting there with your pen and pad, and you're talking about investing in you, write down the pro, write down the great things about you. And then in the next column, write down the things that maybe you'd like to change. Because you see, change is constant. And you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. That's if you're on the road, on the journey of 1,000 steps, and you begin with that one baby step. This is what I'm going to do. And then you formulate your plan. You have a business plan for your life. That's what you'll read in Choices. Now, all of the books are available through Kathy Watson. Now, the Elixir of Youth is an e-book. Oh, you'll just love that. Choices, Heart of the Lion. Choices, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Author House, and, of course, through Kathy Watson. And the Heart of the Lion. Oh, I see me traversing the Serengeti, walking into Bill Holden's beautiful Kenya Travel Lodge. I would go back in a heartbeat. And I wrote a journal. And that's what the Heart of the Lion is all about. Now, there are some parts of the Heart of the Lion that are true. That's up to you to decide. And then we have the 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. David Ritlin. That's through Amazon.com and self-growth. I'm the third chapter, The Passionate Warrior. Now, remember I've been telling you that Tom Patrick was coming out with a new novel? And it's almost there. Get your pen down. The Second Coming. And he got quite a professional review of the novel from the publisher. And they usually don't do this. The Second Coming. The plot is engaging and compelling. And Tom, you brought forward mysterious aspects of religion, science, and history and incorporated these tantalizing bits into your story. This gives the plot a ring of authenticity that readers would find interesting and entertaining. Second, the effortless prose. You have a natural feel for what makes good, clear, and fluid writing. The story is well written, the language clear and simple, making the book easy to understand and easy to follow. Tom, good job. The Second Coming will hold the interest of people who are into history, biblical prophecies, mysteries, and quests. Readers across age groups will find this book entertaining and informative, as historical and religious references abound. The premise is compelling and intriguing, giving the readers much to think about. And you want to know how he gets his story, how he gets the plot, how he gets the core? When he's dreaming. He doesn't write the book. He writes the book when he's awake because the dream is already fresh in his mind. Tom is able to put out a good story that is easy to understand, but has enough complexity to keep readers interested. He and I collaborated on The Heart of the Lion. And some of the things about The Heart of the Lion that he came up with, he had no way of knowing. It was almost surreal. But I'll give you enough warning, enough time, to know when I'll have Tom on the air with me. See, he's getting a return on his investment because he's investing in Tom. He's a lawyer and an auditor, CPA, he could be anything. And he said, Kath, I just can't. I have to write. I have to write. So what investment are you denying you? What are your strengths? Can you invest time today, right now, in writing down who you are? What are you? And where are you going? All right, let's break it down. Who are you? Male, female, gender, age, Spirit of God, Buddha, atheist, I don't know. And what are you? A procrastinator? Embrace toxic negative thinking? A dream stealer? Blaming everyone for everything in your life? And then where are you going with it? What are you going to do with what you got? Where are you going with it? You see, you're here today, 2014, by special design. You're here to share your brilliance with the world. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your life but in the world. Because you see, when someone hears this show, they just may get an aha. And if one person gets an aha, it's a celebration. It may just change their life. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, grade yourself. What is your level of desire? What's your level of worth of investing in you? Mine is 10 plus. I'm thinking of one of my dynamic sponsors. Well, there are several in the book choices, but I have to tell you about Marilyn. Boy, she's sassy. And she didn't come from a background of professional investors or business owners. She decided years ago, now she's in her 70s, a Zsa-Zsa. And she said, you know what, Kath? When I put together my mobile drug testing, where she comes to you saving you time and money, I could have worked for a plethora, a gazillion companies that would have loved for me to come on board. But I said, no way, honey. Ain't no way that I'm going to work my buns off and make you look good. I'm going to start my own home-based business. Isn't that a marvelous way to invest in you? Oh, it takes guts. It takes courage. It takes a belief in yourself that you could do it. And she did. On her own. And I don't know why they call women in business minorities. Oh, come on, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. You all know that. Pick up the pen and pick up your sword Come join the revolution. I'm looking at a book right now, just a little sidebar here. I'm looking at a book now about fearless women, fearless wisdom. An absolutely incredible book. And there were 40 of these women that believed that they had a fire in the belly passion to motivate and inspire women. And hey, guys, you know I love you. Know that you're loved. Throughout time, women have been challenged by fearful and overwhelming obstacles on their journey to success and happiness. Today's social culture is no different. It's time for a change. Women move through their fears to reach their dreams. They will not only change themselves, but they will change the world. That's what it takes to invest in you and get an incredible return on your investment, because now you're showing that you did shift your strategies to accommodate change, and look at you now. Fearless Women, Fearless Wisdom shares the portraits and stories of 40 amazing women who have transformed their life challenges into life triumphs. From childhood trauma, physical and emotional illness, to near financial devastation, these courageous women are mirrors and example for all of us. Their stories show us that in order to create conscious change within, we have to face our fears and walk through them. And their photos, their portraits are visual reminders of their personal courage. And following each story is a fearless wisdom, a wisdom quote that imparts a heartfelt belief and soul-inspiring gift. Fearless Women Publishing in Los Angeles. So you could go online, Google Fearless Women, Fearless Wisdom, and it will send you to the site. It's just amazing. It is just amazing. So if they stepped out of their comfort zone. Here's a fearless woman that says, no matter where you are on the road, fearlessly carve out the path ahead. You have the power. You have the wisdom. You have the tools. What's taking you so long? You see, I believe in you. Do you have a book? Do you have a story that you have? Do you want to be a contributing author? I want to know about you. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Or you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And before I continue on with your greatest investment, oh, my heart is still so heavy. Satellite images show possible debris from missing plane. The crash zone is as close to nowhere as it's possible to be, 1,590 miles in the Indian Ocean away from Perth, Australia. The hysteria in China is being fueled in part by rumors circulating on microblogs that the jetliner is being held by hijackers and that Malaysia has refused to pay a ransom. U.S. officials have found no evidence of terrorism. And Australia is leading the multinational search effort for the missing plane. The crash zone is as close to nowhere as it's possible to be, but it's closer to Australia than anywhere else. Now, Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott said Wednesday he thought the debris spotted by satellites came from the missing plane. In Washington, meanwhile, FBI Director James Comey said Wednesday that technical experts at the Bureau's laboratory in Quantico, Virginia, very shortly will be able to retrieve computer files that were deleted from a home flight simulator by the pilot of the missing Malaysian airliner. Sidebar, the comments that I'm making now are mine and no one else's. That plane was set up to be sabotaged within the cockpit. I feel it in my gut. And I want to say to whoever, why didn't you just take your own life? Why did you take so many innocent souls with you? Depraved and evil. And he said, we have teams working on it around the clock. I expect it to be done very shortly, within a day or two. What is your take on it? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. How could you be encouraged? By discovering debris from the missing Flight 370. The discovery bolstered hopes of finding wreckage from the Boeing 777, believed to have crashed March 8th in the choppy seas, 1,500 miles southwest of Perth, Australia. The sadness, the anguish is overwhelming. In Beijing, the increasing angry families held a news conference outside the Lido Hotel, accusing the Malaysian government of concealing the truth about the plane that disappeared on its way from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Quote, Malaysian Airlines tried to deceive people all over the world, yelled 30-year-old Wang Zhen, whose parents were passengers on the missing plane. We hope we can expose the lies of Malaysian Airlines to the world and hope they can keep their promises soon. And they said that the flight was lost, and there are no survivors. Our hearts and prayers go to the families. Can you imagine the panic-stricken passengers? Can you imagine? So right where you are, let's just send our hopes and prayers to all involved. Where is the plane? Did it really crash? Where is it? But again, this is Kathy, live with Kathy. If it did crash and there are no survivors, this was an inside job in the cockpit. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners all over the world. And today's show is Your Greatest Investment Continued, because on Thursday, March 13th, the topic was Your Greatest Investment. And I do want you to log on. All of the shows were archived March 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, Watson. And click on any of the dates and listen to the show. There's another arena, another dimension in your life that you're going to have to invest in. And you want to know what the investment is? Making a phone call. Write this down. 1-800-998-0180. Did you know that there's a powerful coalition of nearly 200 millionaire and billionaire CEOs, that they've already launched an aggressive, highly targeted campaign against your benefits under the guise of fixing our national debt? They want to get their sneaky, sticky paws into our Social Security. And we, the people, say, don't you dare. But this is what you're going to have to do. When you call that number, you will be put in touch with Legislative Hotline to reach your elected officials in Congress and the White House. And they'll put you in touch. You see, in Illinois, the representative is Tammy Duckworth, and then there's Kirk and Durbin. Don't you dare let them touch our Social Security and Medicare. Of course, you know, I came up with a wonderful solution, but ain't nobody paying attention to it, honey. I said, listen, we could level the playing field. Hey, all of you legislators and all of you guys that have the Cadillac pension plan, and when you retire, they figured out that you'll retire to maybe $90,000 plus a year. And in Social Security, the most people are getting you $1,200. I'm not even getting close to that. And then your health care, oh, we all want it. So how about we all come together, all government, politicians, I don't care who you are, and constituents, we all have the pension plan you have and the health care plan. You hear the silence? They were left speechless. I said, okay, then, you take ours. If you don't want to give us yours, you take ours, and we'll all be in the same pot. You take our Social Security, and you and our Medicare, See, so now we're all investing together. If your voice isn't heard, you deserve everything that happens to you. And it's for your children and your grandchildren and future generations. How could a billionaire, a millionaire, relate to someone who's earning $30,000 a year? And yet we're the ones that build America. We are the backbone of America. It's your life. And if you want to get involved at the grassroots, call 800-998-0181. It's the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. And I'm doing my part by making you aware of it on Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. And you can't say you didn't know about it, because yes, you do. Oh, yes, you are. Hey, the ball is in your court. What are you going to do about it? You know, it's almost like a public service announcement. They want your money. Don't give it to them. You earned it the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. It's a marvelous segue for me to go right into Seniors Beware. And this next public service announcement is brought to you by the partial list of contributing authors and choices. Hey, the scam artists are everywhere. Now that we're living longer, they know that you have money, and they're going to get your money. They want it. And their prose is sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Scam artists in charity, grandparents. Hey, your grandson is stuck in Timbuktu, and he needs $3,000. Send it to this. Don't buy it. Hang up. And then why not call and find out where your kid is? Home repair, health care, investments. Take this number down. Compliments of ARP Magazine. The Fraud Fighter Hotline at 1-800-646-2283. I can't tell you how many mailings I get that I've won millions of dollars. But don't be dumb. If you won that much money, why is it coming through just the ordinary mail? And for us to process this $3 million check that is yours, Kathy, we need a filing fee of $20. And you seniors that are retired and you're falling for this, I'm going to shake you. I'm going to give you a good thump. They want your money. No, you did not win the lottery. No, you did not win $1 million. Call the police. A family member. Above all, do not give out any personal information. No social security number, no nothing. Based on report, victims are 55 plus. Oh, they have lost $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher, because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let this be you. 800-646-2283. And casinos, if you love to gamble, and they're going to send a bus to your retirement home? Hey, I like the slots every once in a while. But I go with $20. And once that's gone, honey, it's done. You're going to make the casino owners wealthier? They're the ones that are driving the limos and the jets. I want you to be smarter. This PSA has been brought to you by, in part, by the choices, my celebrity authors, And you would love Steel Mill Mama. She passed away in 2013. Read her amazing story in Choices. You could get it through Live with Kathy, Barnes & Noble, Author House, and Amazon.com. And she was possibly the oldest working steel mill woman working next to the guys, not at a desk, in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Know that you're missed and loved, Bonnie. And there's Rhea. She said, look, there are many roads to travel, so many choices to make, but the reality is you just got to be you. You'll love her story. Read it in Choices. And Chuck Brazelton. Ah, what a genuine professional. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He provides insurance and financial services. And he's in the book, From Frozen Fingertips to Toes. How did he get from a farmhouse in a faraway place in Illinois to standing on top of the mountain? And then we have another leader, Reviva. Steven Stressler started from humble beginnings to success. And then we have, oh, this sassy, gutsy Lee, an entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stop Lee from achieving her goals. She said, I quit to corporate America. 1970s, making $30,000 a year. She said, I ain't going to work for you anymore. Au revoir. Adios. Luck a notch. Goodbye. And she stuck to her guns. Read her story in Choices, available through Kathy Watson, Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And then there's Sandy Hutchings, Living Her Life in Paradise. Her passion, ownership, and it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. You will love it. And here's a gutsy, spirited Marilyn Pacella. Mobile drug testing and on-site service. She comes to you, saving you time and money. Log on. Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Thank you, celebrity authors. It is my pleasure. Combination of all ages, 30 on up to 80. Fearless, fearless individuals that stepped out of their comfort zone to share their story with the world. And you could share yours, too, on Live Talk Radio. Yep. Come on, invest in you. Invest in you. 10-week introductory offer. So affordable. But let's see what you got. 847-882-8717. And your Benny Marshall is heard 40 times in the 10 weeks. And you get to co-host a show with me. Our population is aging. And the need for whatever you have that's going to help make a difference in your life and in the lives of people in the world grows and grows and grows. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Oh, our mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And then contact me at 847-882-8717. And I'll tell you about The 8-minute CD that I wrote, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. And we open with the bombastic Fanfare to the Common Man. And we transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid movements of the beautiful swan. You didn't know that Ironworkers has a college affiliate. Ironworkers.org. And then we have the 50-plus consortium, Rika Cup. Are you investing in you? If you're not, then you're bored and lonely. And your age has nothing to do with it. Don't even go there with transportation. There are many sites that will help you get you coming and going. Read about Hoffman Estates Park District online, heparks.org. April 15th is right around the corner. You could email ahtax@ameritech.net, and Craig McIntyre will ease you through the conflict. And looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Currently, we're beautifying our skin, but you need to know how to treat it, too. And that's a new phase of Reviva Labs. Log on, RevivaLabs.com. And then pick up the book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and extend your lifeline. Extend the quality of your life. Edith Nam is the author extraordinaire. Log on to her website, ENAMM.com. Her book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Hey, it's almost the end of the month. Do you have more months than money? You having trouble paying your bills? Are you a solopreneur, retired? I don't care who you are. Are you working and you still have dreams of starting your own business without investing huge capital? You know, there is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills with a solid formula, blueprint, business plan, that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. Imagine the CEO of your own business. Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshackley.com. Let your voices be heard in solidarity. So many are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing, and it could be a family affair. I had mine when I was 25 years old. Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy, and now remember, tomorrow, Friday morning, I'm on at 6:30. And the topic? It's a continuation of Change the Way You Eat. You just may be digging your grave with your knife and fork. Scary, isn't it? But there's a movement that will radically change the way you eat. Pick up a pan and join the revolution. It's about investing in you. All of my shows, the reoccurring theme is I'm giving you the information, I'm giving you the knowledge, I'm giving you the know-how of how to invest in you. Because if you don't invest in you, who's going to? And whatever investment you're making in you, what is the return? You know, money is great, but that's all it is. Don't you want great health, great brain power? Don't you want to invest in you and live each day to the fullest? It's your choice. And the choice is, do I matter? Do I care about myself? to make that investment in me. Until tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Central Time, this is Kathy Watson signing off. Au revoir.